I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? There ain't no one else around here, so Aria must be talking to me.
I don't see any other podcast been published on this feed for a while. Here? So you must be talking to me.
Yeah, I'm Ben Vanell. I'm joined by Adam Knox.
Hello.
We're just obviously, you know, next episode after season 8, episode 6, The Iron Throne. We're back here again. Thanks everyone for listening, reviewing the show, and we heard your requests, and we're back right after last episode.
Yep. Season 8, episode 7. Here we go. So we never really addressed, because we haven't been back, a lot of, like, we recorded our last episode of this show right after we watched the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And my memory of it is that we both thought it was okay, not the best, and like, but a fine ending.
Yes, totally. I think the ending overall, like, you look back on the last three or four episodes, what happened with certain characters, overall I was pretty happy with it. I think Bran being king was maybe the one that was like, I don't know if that sits right with me because I don't care about Bran.
Sure.
But overall, I think I was totally fine with the ending of the show.
Yeah, I don't remember that bothering me too much. I do remember not liking the way that the Night King got sort of tossed to the side. I thought that was weird. But whatever, that was my only major problem, other than with the rapid pace of that last season.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot of other people fucking hated it.
Yeah, a lot of people went from thinking it was the best show of all time to thinking it was the worst show of all time.
I know. Petitions to remake the 8th series, harassing the actors and shit like that. Definitely showrunners. Those showrunners seem to have lost their job making a Star Wars thing over it.
Yes.
Which, maybe something else happened and maybe that's warranted for some reason. I don't know, but it really bit them in the fucking ass. I thought it was okay. I don't know.
I didn't think that it tarnished the rest of the show. Like, there are great episodes of that show that are, like, up there with the best TV of all time.
I'm starting a petition to remake the whole first 7 seasons to make them like the 8th.
Whoa.
Do it the other way around.
Okay. Make it more obvious that Daenerys is evil, if that's possible, given how evil she is throughout the whole show.
Those boats, or like the dragon, there was one bit where some boats came out of nowhere or something and she should have known that they'd be there, sure. But like, it was one of those things where suddenly everyone's a fucking professor of military tactics.
Yes. Yeah. And
but I'm the real professor.
Not seeing her her gradual development into a dictator. You know, she becomes power hungry, and that's also seeded with the Targaryen family, which is is going to be in this prequel. But
yes, that's what we're meant to be talking about. But I thought that the
decision, a very good idea.
To burn King's Landing, she made it years before she actually did it. She didn't make it confusingly in that moment, and I thought the show did it fine. But anyway, those are our opinions. Hey, if you wanna sue us for our opinions, I thought this was illegal. But if I'm wrong, then I apologize.
Don't give anyone any. Don't suggest that people sue us. Don't start a sentence with "if you want to sue us."
Go ahead.
No, but I think that's it's a good. It is good that we've gone back over it, because I think we did discuss potentially talking about the books or some other things. But I was never into the books. You know, like, I tried the first book and I didn't love it. I was always just a fan of the show, and I remain a fan of the show. I loved it all the way through, despite its occasional flaws. I never thought it was perfect, and it isn't, but it's very good. it.
Yeah, 7 and 8 definitely dipped from the first 6, but not as significantly for, I think, us as a lot of people. But
yeah,
whatever, everyone's opinion is their own, and you should sue me for mine. But the with the books, I think that, I'm the same, where I've never really paid that much attention to the books, to the point where I didn't realize that there was a book called Fire and Blood that came out in 2018, that a portion of which is the subject matter of a 10-episode HBO show called House of the Dragon that will be coming out next year. And there was a trailer for that went up a couple of days ago, so we thought we'd talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, so this is apparently the first idea that George R. R. Martin had for a spin-off. Apparently there's like 5 in production. Ever. I think his first idea was like, yeah, I want to suck on that titty and get some milk.
Yeah. And then it was like, wait a minute, what if a whole family wanted to do that?
I think obviously they had been talking about spin-offs as they were building up to the ending of the TV show. And this was the one that he brought to the table first of like, we go back only a few generations, depending how old people live to in Game of Thrones time. It's like 200 years. So, you know, 2 or 3 generations, 4 generations maybe. Back to the House of the Dragon. Back to House Targaryen.
Yeah.
And show the building blocks for Game of Thrones. Show the family that was ruling the Seven Kingdoms that, you know, collapsed in fire and blood.
Because it is... interesting to the story of Game of Thrones, where we pick up right after a revolution. They talk about the Targaryens a lot, but I remember the first time I watched that first season of Game of Thrones, it takes a long time for you to get the impact that the Targaryens had.
Totally.
And how significant they were when you're not actually seeing them. You know, you're hearing people talk about the old rule and whatever, but I am interested to see this like despotism, you would assume, and that sort of thing, that is about to lead in a few short 100 years to their overthrow. With like, they aren't fully mad yet, I guess, with like what was it, Aegon?
Yes, that's right. I was trying to figure out who Matt Smith was playing. Daemon Targaryen. So not anyone that
Daemon. Sorry, I had to sneeze instead of doing that straight away.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that silence in. There's no way I'm editing that out.
Here's the other option. I could have said, where's Affleck Targaryen?
I was going to, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon Targaryen.
I don't know where he is in the lineage. He's, I guess, a couple before Aegon, before shit starts getting crazy.
And so he's not the ruler. Paddy Considine
is
King Viserys Targaryen, and Matt Smith is Prince Daemon Targaryen.
Okay.
Paddy's brother, or Viserys' brother.
Paddy Considine is, he's a director, he's a British director. He was also one of the Andes in Hot Fuzz.
That's where I know him from. I recognize his face.
He's also, he's in The World's End, which we're not as much of a fan of. But yeah, he's also a director and a very talented guy. Mm-hmm. So that's a cool bit of casting. I don't know the casting. I've got the Wikipedia page open and I'm just scrolling through it now. I only, saw what we saw in the trailer. But that's a pleasant surprise. I really like him. And then, Reese Iphens is Iphens, also in it.
I believe.
Iphens?
Maybe it is Iphens.
Iphens, you know. Okay, we both did the same joke. he's been in a bunch of shit, right? Like, he's been in, rom-coms and
The Boat That Rocked.
Harry Potter and I can't see the rest of the title.
I watched Notting Hill a couple days ago, and it's a great fucking movie.
He's like the silly friend, right?
The really shitty housemate. The real, dodgy fucking guy.
Yeah.
But he's a good actor. And a bunch of other names here that I don't recognize myself.
The one that I yelled out in Glee before we started recording was Sonoya Mizuno, who is the female lead from Devs, and she's also in Ex Machina, and she's in Maniac. She's a fantastic actor.
She's great in Devs. That's the only one of those I've seen.
Yeah, and she gets a lot to do in Devs, and hopefully a lot to do in this, because, big fan of hers.
Great.
It's being showrunned by a guy named Ryan J. Condal, whose credits are the screenwriter for Hercules 2014 starring The Rock.
Yeah.
And Rampage 2018 starring The Rock.
Okay, I've seen Rampage, and you know what? I don't necessarily think I'd be the one to pick that guy to run.
No. I've seen both of those movies, and they're fun movies, but they're not Game of Thrones.
Okay, but... okay. Hey, look. Everyone has power hidden inside of them.
Wow, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Everyone has the ability to reach for the stars if they want to.
Everyone starts off with everyone's worst work is at the start of their career with everything, anything you do.
And if the first thing you make stars The Rock, and then the second thing you make stars The Rock,
yep.
A lot of people with a lot of money have a lot of faith in you.
Absolutely. And Rampage was a fun movie. A surprisingly fun movie.
Maybe. I don't really remember it, but I know I watched it.
There's a podcast of us talking about it.
Well, there
with,
you go.
With Cameron
That's
James
a stupid
and,
idea. And who would listen Alexi to a podcast? People talking about shows and movies. Matt Smith is the one member of this cast who I think a lot of people will be happy about. He would be the main draw or the main noticeable person for a lot of people. And I do not like him in Doctor Who. I did like him as Prince Philip in The Crown. So
oh, that's right.
Either way for me here.
Well, in you know, one of those is a prestige drama. And
the other's The Crown.
Okay, all right, mate.
We're back.
surely that bodes well, right? In a well-written series with considered atmosphere and, you know, strong plot lines, he performs well.
Yes. In The Terminator, he performs like dog shit. So it could, like, it will depend on the show.
Yep.
The writing.
But, yeah, not a turn-off for me, but also not a turn-on. I'm not a Doctor Who fan, so he's just right in the middle there. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for him to impress me.
I'm sure he's really trying hard to impress you as well.
Hey, one of the premier Game of Thrones podcasts in Australia.
And that is no high bar anymore. The trailer itself, which I'm assuming anyone who's listened to this would have watched by now, is pretty... You know, it doesn't give a lot away. It's a teaser.
Yeah.
But it's just mainly shot. It's little mood pieces, shots of the a lot of bleach blonde people looking intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's about what you would expect from the premise of this show. I hope that doesn't get tiring.
What do you mean?
So
the tone of the show. Do you think it's going to be because Game of Thrones is a serious show, but there are funny characters, there are light moments, there's intrigue that isn't just like, we have to do this thing to take over the thing. You know, there's different shades to Game of Thrones.
I think they did a lot of regal, pretentious characters showing their flaws and their poisonous, bile-y sides.
Yep.
And I think that is something that could become tiresome if there's too much of it in this show as well as Game of Thrones. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it's tough. Like, Game of Thrones works so well because you get to know pretty much all of the characters very gradually and very deeply, and they're all human. They're very, very human, and so they're... Like, you know, Cersei's, you know...
Now, you've made a huge mistake there.
Okay.
Well, some of the characters are, in fact, dragons.
Some of the characters are dragons. My dragons. Where are my dragons? So, yeah, Game of Thrones quotes.
Don't know how much I trust your opinion on this, and I might sue you for it.
Okay. I'll accept that one. I'll go to court for that.
Your Honor, it is clear to this court that Ben Vanel said that all of the characters in Game of Thrones, not some... Not most, even. Moose to me, most. I'm going to get sued. I didn't mean to say moose.
He said moose. That's my countersuit. That's my countersuit.
Your Honor, it is clear to this cow court that when he said moose, he was being insulting to cows.
He went to the hairdresser and he got his hair moosed.
Your Honor, I also represent the Hairdressers Union. I'm the cow lawyer and the Hairdressers Union, and we want to countersue or double sue.
Double sue. Yeah, they built it up like Cersei was a human character with layers, you know, and we feel sympathy, you know, we feel empathy for her at certain times. Like they're the reason that those court and political moves were interesting is because the people doing them were interesting. So
yes, and getting to see that part of Cersei where by the end of it you feel sad for her that her child died, even though you've seen the vicious side of her for a while.
Totally.
That human side of her showing up is the interesting thing to watch. And in 10 episodes, do you just have to have the good and the bad guys? Do you just have to have, I'm the fucked up crazy one, and I'm the mean Targaryen, and I'm the incest Targaryen? And then there has to be, for those characters, a Ned Stark-ish type who is just kind of a good guy. But the interesting thing about Ned Stark is that he was gone.
Yes.
So yes. I don't know how you do that in. I think it's just a limited run. I don't know if this is meant to be season one or something, but it seems.
Maybe they're just
hedging their bets. I don't know.
I'm seeing first season in a bunch of places.
Right.
So
okay.
Obviously they're going to see if it goes well, which I assume it will be of interest to people. I know that, like we said before, people's, you know, opinion of Game of Thrones dropped after the last season. But if the world remains even close to the way it is now, people are desperate for stuff to watch, and they will absolutely watch a Game of Thrones spin-off. So I imagine as long as the show is good, it'll have multiple seasons. But I don't know. I don't know what, because there's a lot of actors here who I don't know, so I don't necessarily have the feel of what kind of character they'll be playing. But they must have. Yeah, light and shade. They must have characters who are audience surrogates as well as the sort of high up, iconic, you know, royal characters as well.
And I suppose that like a big indicator that this is the fact that they had a bunch of different spin-off shows in production and this is the one that made it through either shows that all of them are difficult to make and making TVs is hard and most things get canned at some point anyway, or that this was the one with the most movement possible in it, that this was the most interesting one. Because there was that other one with Naomi Watts that was meant to be thousands of years beforehand. That got canned at the end of last year.
That's right.
There was like Dunk and Egg was another one.
Which I think is still on the table. I don't know that Dunk and Egg is... That may still be in pre-production. But obviously, yes, this is the one that is coming out in a matter of months. Well, Viserys is described as being a warm, kind, and decent man. So the king, at least, is not a antagonistic character, it doesn't sound like.
Could be cool to have it just be backwards, where it's vicious cunts trying to take over.
Yep.
I'm assuming there'll be a vicious cunt in this Game of Thrones show.
And I think that we've probably both assumed that it's going to be the Targaryen kids, the ones who look like, you know, because his name was Viserys in Game of Thrones, right?
Yes, that was the brother from season one.
And he kind of looks like Matt Smith. I kind of have the it's giving me the same vibe of like, oh, he's going to be a prick, and Daenerys ends up being a prick, so maybe we're prejudging what these characters are actually like. Maybe they'll play with that.
Who knows? It's cool to have a Game of Thrones thing that looks intriguing, at least. And I think as well, not to, you know, put words in other people's mouths, it seems as though people are at least cautiously, maybe at this point, optimistic about it. Like,
totally. All the reporting's been, like, there's been a fuckload of reporting, and people are very interested. It definitely seems like interest is there, whether or not it is, like you said, cautious optimism or just sort of like morbid fascination. I think, but again, we are thinking about this as TV watchers. The book fans have been there for years and years and years, and the book fans will still be there, and they will, you know. If people like this book, they'll be curious to see how this book is adapted. So I think people will be interested. I'm definitely interested.
That is that's something else, is that this story exists already, so we could just go in and tell you what it is. But again, we are watching the shows. I read the first book of Song of Ice and Fire and wasn't into the way George R. R. Martin wrote, and I think you were exactly the same, right? So
yep.
It's just not what we're doing, really. But yeah, I'm I guess I'll watch it. Fine.
What was I about to say? In terms of the actual look, I think the show, I had a weird sort of skepticism that the show would look the same or the same level of quality.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think the word spin-off indicates cheap to me for some reason.
Right.
But it looks great. Like stylistically, visually, the lighting, the shots,
yeah,
it all looks the same as Game of Thrones, which I think helped in reassuring me as well.
It's still HBO or HBO Max, I guess.
Yeah.
It's binge in Australia. And so, like, I agree that it just looks like more Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about more Game of Thrones, it seems like, when it shows up.
Yeah. Which we don't know exactly when, aside from it being next year sometime.
Yeah. I'm going to guess August 9th.
Okay,
what day is that? Is that a Sunday? It'll be a Sunday.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, that's a good point. I'm going to dive into a calendar here. I think it'll be.
Okay. August 9th is a Tuesday. They're switching it up.
Okay. Oh, okay. I think it'll be Sunday, the 8th of May.
Okay. Well, we've placed our bets.
Yep.
Price is Right rules. Whoever is closest.
Yeah.
Not without going over, actually. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. Jump in the comments. Put in your prediction for when the first episode airs. And I don't know, let us know what you thought of the end of the last season of Game of Thrones and how you feel about this upcoming show.
I guess to our email address or something, right? Where are their comments?
Facebook. There's a Facebook. Okay. There's Facebook and Twitter. There's a Facebook and Twitter. Right. Just Aria talking to me. I don't know the @s anymore, but just, you know, look up the name of the podcast. And
look at that.
The email address is, I think, ariatalkingtomepod@gmail.com.
Cool. What are we, fucking Gendry Baratheon? Just showing up again after all this time?
That's what you come here for, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I don't know when we'll see you again. If there's another trailer that's way more, you know, expansive, I don't know how much more there'll be to say, but there might be other news stories and stuff in between, some other casting. So who knows?
At the very least, on the 9th of August, 2022, when Game of Thrones, or when just House of the Dragon is all it's called. It's not called Game of Thrones. When that launches, we'll be back.
Yeah. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.